السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ فضل کرم احسان اف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی، وی فائنڈ اور سیلوز آن دس مبارک ڈے آف جمعہ. دس جمعہ از اسپیشل لائک ایوری ادر جمعہ. ہاؤ ایور واٹس مور اسپیشل is that now we are two days away from Dhul Hijjah. So if the moon is sighted, then on Sunday night, that means from Sunday Maghrib, will be the first of Dhul Hijjah, right? So these are very, very exciting times for us. Allah Ta'ala is giving so much of reward, so much of thawab. If a person is makes ibadat, person makes ibadat on any of these nights, then the person's sawab is the night of Laylatul Qadr. Right? If we keep roza, then the sawab is 1 year's roza. Person keeps roza on any of these days, he gets the sawab of having kept a whole year's roza. Now imagine, just to fast in Ramadan Sharif for 1 month, we find it so difficult, right? But here Allah Ta'ala is letting us just keep one roza and we get the sawab of 1 year. Then also the day of Arafah. Now obviously one is the day of Arafah of the Hajis, right? And the other is whichever day is going to be the 9th of Zulhijjah for us here in South Africa. So that day, if a person fasts, then his previous year's gunas also are forgiven. And also you're still getting the sawab of 1 year's roza. Right? So these are very, very exciting times for us. Times that we can earn a lot of sawab. The reason why we don't get excited, right, is we lack yaqeen on the akhirat. If somebody had to tell us for the dunya that look here, for the next 10 days if you stay hungry, then I will give you 1 million rand, right? 1 million rand you will get for the next 9 days. And if you make ibadat at night, even not the whole night but some portion of the night, I'll give you another 1 million rand. Now who won't take advantage of that offer, right? But when it comes to deen, when we are told these things, then because we don't have that shauk, we don't have that desire for the hereafter, we don't have that yaqeen that I am going to get these things. Jannat is such a beautiful place. Jannat is the commodity of Allah Ta'ala. That's my everlasting abode. Just this morning, my friend phoned me from Johannesburg. So we are busy with the plans of one house, right? So he's speaking to the architect. So the architect is telling him that, no, I'm very excited with this project, right? And he's telling the architect that I'm very excited, I want to see the floor plan. Now the floor plan is the first stage of your plan. So he's very excited, the architect is very excited, all for a plan of a house which we're going to have to leave it behind in this dunya. Sometime we may build a house, we may not even live in the house. You take Namrud. When the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala told him that Allah Ta'ala's Jannat is so beautiful, so what he said, that he will build his own Jannat. Right? So now with all the resources that he had, What a king he was. So he took all those resources and he built a Jannat. Beautiful Jannat. Got the best builders, best architects, what we will call today interior designers and all these things. So he got the whole thing built. And now when it was the time to cut the ribbon, that means now the whole place is done, the interior decoration is done, the building is put up. Now it's just for him to go now and look at this beautiful thing that he has put up. And as he is entering, He's entering with his horse, beautiful horse. He's entering what he is calling his Jannah. And Allah Ta'ala orders Malak al-Maut to take his life. And Malak al-Maut takes his life. He doesn't even get to see. Forget live there. He doesn't even get to see what he built. But we get so excited. We are building new house. We're having housewarming party and all these things over our house. Somebody bought a new car. We're so excited. Right? So alhamdulillah, those are ni'mats from Allah Ta'ala. So we must make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. But how much more excited we must be when Allah Ta'ala affords us opportunities to earn the akhirat. So this yaqeen regarding the akhirat, the beauty of the akhirat, what Allah Ta'ala has got in store for us in the akhirat, this yaqeen we need to develop in us. So when this yaqeen comes in, now when we're reading namaz, now we'll read namaz with a different expectation. One is obviously we do everything for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. The pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, this is way above any sawab. It's way above any sawab. You know, there is one incident that's mentioned. Allah Ta'ala knows best. There's an incident that is mentioned. That Hazrat Rabia Basriya Rahmatullahi Alayha. Now we know what a pious woman she was, right? To understand her piety, her karamat, one day she went to visit her uncle, you know. Her uncle also was a buzurg, very pious person. So she found that the uncle, he put his musalla on the water. Right? He put his musalla on water and he was reading namaz. Now, I mean, you'll be so impressed, right? So what she did, she took her musalla and she put it in the air. And then she started reading namaz in the air. So when they finished their namaz, she's telling her uncle, let's see, this all what we did is nothing. Reading namaz in the water that the fish can do. Reading namaz in the air that the birds can do. The main thing is to live our life in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the main thing. Right? So, we must build this yaqeen. And everything that we do for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. Even when it comes to qurbani. Qurbani is coming up just now. So, even when it comes to qurbani, we must do our qurbani in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So sometimes, I'm just mentioning this, we're going a little bit off the topic. Sometimes a girl, she also wants to do her qurbani. You read the ahadith, you learn that, you know, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha witness her qurbani being done. So it's a wonderful thing. You want to witness your qurbani. Today, girls, they've gone very, very brave. They even want to slaughter. Some of them are even slaughtering bulls also. Right? So it's very easy when the bull is all tied up and everything. Now to go slaughter it, it's easy. So girls also want to go and slaughter. Right? So all that is there in its place. But if you are going to go and slaughter in full view of strange men, now you are not going to attain the pleasure of Allah. It would be better that you send your mahram to go and slaughter it for you and you don't go and slaughter. That will be more pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. If, for example, you are doing qurbani at home, now your father is there, your brother is there, maybe your mamaji is there, whoever, your mahrams are there. Right? And now they will hold that sheep down for you and you want to go and slaughter it, and there's no strange men there, etc. Then alhamdulillah, very, very good. Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with you. You're making amal on the mustahab or the sunnat of witnessing your qurbani, slaughtering your qurbani yourself. But now if you are going to go to slaughter it, and there's all strange men there, then that is totally incorrect. Allah Ta'ala is not going to be pleased with that. Over and above that, today everything has become a video. People are feeling so left out. They all want to become actors. So everything that they do will make a video of it. So now girls also, they're making video and putting on their Facebook and all these things. So we are studying the deen of Allah Ta'ala. We mustn't get involved in these things. Don't get involved in any of this. Right? So coming back to our topic, that anything we do in life, we do it for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But with that, there is also a concept in deen. Right? For example, Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, Man qama laylatal qadri imanu wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. O kama qala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right? That person who stands in a condition of iman on the night of Laylatul Qadr, but also ihtisaba. Ihtisaba, what does that mean? That the person is hopeful of the thawab, is hopeful of the reward. This is why we find that there is a whole chapter of fazail, the virtues of reading namaz, virtues of keeping roza, virtues of giving charity, all the virtues. Because when a person reads about the virtues, this now gives the person the shauk, the desire to carry out the action. That if I do this action, Allah Ta'ala is going to reward me in this way, Allah Ta'ala is going to reward me in that way. So the objective and the real intention is always the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Meaning, even if there was no sawab, and the only thing I'm going to get is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then that much is enough for me. I don't need anything else. Right? It's like a lady that is truly in love with her husband. A lady, she's truly in love with her husband. So now, or not her husband, but this man that she is going to get married to. Right? Now maybe he doesn't have no money. He doesn't have a car. He doesn't have a house. Right? He's renting somewhere, or maybe his parents got one outbuilding for him. He got no car, he has to borrow his father's car. He's a working class person, he doesn't have too much of money. But she loves him. So she's prepared to marry him and serve him. She's prepared to make his khidmat, look after him. All that she wants is his happiness. He must be happy with me. The day he's not happy with her, she's also not happy. She can't eat. She's tearing. She's weeping. Why? Because he's upset with me. Right? So this is love. Now when this is love between humans, love between humans is a very weak thing. Right? You get a child, for as long as the father is giving him sweets and chocolate and gifts and all that, you know, I love my father. The day the father shouts him for something, oh, I hate my father. After that, they come right again. He'll start loving the father again. But love between human beings, this is a very weak thing, because it's based on emotions, right? But love for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, this is something that is solid, something that is very, very strong, right? So even if there was no jannat, even if there was no sawab, nothing, and all we will get is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then that is enough for us, because we are the servants of Allah. This is why when the jannatis will be put into jannat, Allah Ta'ala will give them all the ni'mats, all the bounties, enjoyments, etc. And then Allah Ta'ala will ask the people of Jannat, that is there anything more that you want? Anything else that you want? So the people of Jannat will say that, Ya Allah, what more can we ask for? You have given us Jannat. You have made our faces nurani. You have protected us from the fire of Jahannam. So many ni'mats you have given to us here. What more can we ask for? So Allah Ta'ala will say that now I confer my pleasure on you. In other words, now I am conferring my happiness on you, that forever and ever I'll be happy with you. There's no question of me getting angry with you now. Why? There's no rules left. Right? You can only... How we make Allah Ta'ala angry is by breaking Allah Ta'ala's laws, Allah Ta'ala's rules. Then Allah will get angry. But in Jannat, there's no rules. In Jannat, Allah Ta'ala say, now my servant, you followed my rules in the world. Now is your turn. It's your turn to party.
It's your turn to live how you want to live. What time you want to wake up, you wake up. In the dunya, I told you what time to wake up. You must wake up for Fajr. If you want to please me even more, than wake up for Tahajjud. But now here in Jannat, you wake up whatever time you want to wake up. You sleep what time you want to sleep. You wear what you want to wear. You eat what you want to eat. You do whatever you want to do. There's no laws now. And my happiness has been conferred upon you. So I'll never get angry with you ever again. So that will be one of the greatest blessings of Jannat. Obviously, when Allah Ta'ala is happy with the people of Jannat, then it comes in another riwayat that Allah Ta'ala will remove the parda. Allah Ta'ala will remove the parda between His servants and Him. And then now the servants of Allah Ta'ala, they will be able to see Allah Ta'ala. And that will be the greatest, greatest boon of Jannat. So if there was nothing else, and only this, the pleasure of Allah, then that too is sufficient for a true mu'min, a true believer. But Allah Ta'ala, in His mercy, in His grace, in His magnanimity, He will give us His pleasure also, and He will give us rewards. So many sawab, so many different rewards, right? So we must be hopeful of those rewards as well. We must be hopeful for the rewards as well. Right? So when we are hopeful, when we read that for this action I'll get that sawab. For example, Qurbani now, right? Qurbani. So when the Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is this Qurbani? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is the sunnah of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi sallam. But then they asked that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is there in it for us? But one is, it's the sunnah of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. But how will we benefit from this qurbani? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that for every hair on that animal, you will be rewarded. You'll get a sawab for every hair. Now imagine, we can't even count the hair. Forget on our head. Our head still, yeah, maybe y'all's head. Now we gone bald maybe. But in y'all's head, you got a lot of hair on your head. Forget the head. Even your hand, where there's less hair, can we count the strands of hair on our hand? We can't count. And animals, they got so much more hair than us. Allah Pak didn't give us humans so much of hair, because Allah Ta'ala gave us the ni'mat of clothing, right? We wear clothing. Animals, the only thing that protects them from the heat and the cold is the hair. The hide and the hair that Allah Ta'ala has given them. So now, how much hair on that animal, we can't count, right? So then they asked that, what about the animals with wool? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, for every fiber of wool on that animal, Allah Ta'ala will reward you, right? Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed us that even before the blood of that animal can reach the ground, already the sawab is already in your bank balance. The sawab is already in your bank balance. So why did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us all of this? To create the desire within us to carry out the action. Understand? So everything that we do, we must be desirous. So now these 10 days of Zulhijjah are coming. We must be desirous that I'm going to make ibadat every night. Because every night I'm going to get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. And what's the sawab of Laylatul Qadr? More rewarding than 1,000 months of ibadat. So we must have yaqeen that Allah Pak is going to give it to us. Right? And then try and keep roza. But don't keep roza and then come sleep in the madrasa and say, now you're too weak and all that. No. You keep roza if you have the strength to keep the roza. Right? And if you can't keep all, try to keep a few. If you can't keep a few, at least try to fast on the 9th of Zulhijjah. Right? Try to fast on the 9th of Zulhijjah. The other thing which your apas may have already educated you, that now those that are going to do Qurbani, so it is mustahab that once the moon of Zulhijjah is sighted, so after that they must not pare their nails, mustn't cut any hair, etc. So most probably the moon will be sighted on Sunday evening. So Sunday you are free, you are at home. So whatever needs to be done, sort all that out so that after Maghrib on Sunday. From then you don't cut hair, you don't cut nails, etc. Right? So it's a mustahab. If a person by mistake, maybe the person had intention that I am not going to cut my nails, but now force of habit, the next Jumu'ah comes and the person sees their nails are long, they go to cut the nails. And then you remember, I'm doing Qurbani, I wasn't supposed to cut my nails. So it's no problem, the Qurbani will still be accepted. Right? One advice that our Hazrat Mawlana Qutb Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had given with regards to Qurbani, he said that when we are slaughtering the Qurbani animal, so just like how when you put the blade now, right, slaughtering the Qurbani animal, then all the blood from the animal is coming out. So Hazrat used to say that we must think, as I am putting the blade on the neck of this Qurbani animal, I am also putting the blade on the neck of my evil desires. So I'm going to slaughter these evil desires. All these evil desires must come out of me. I'm not going to have these evil desires anymore. Right? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we treasure these coming days, these days that are coming up, we treasure them. We, you know, try to reap maximum amount of sawab and reward. Right? And you are fortunate also that you are in madrasa. So you'll be coming to madrasa, that in itself is already so much of ibadat. So Allah Ta'ala accept everybody's efforts. The important thing, and we've been speaking about this in the Jummas and in the programs, etc., is the build up to Qurbani. So it's a time that we should be inculcating more and more taqwa in us. What is taqwa? Is Allah consciousness. Every moment, every part of the day or night, I must be thinking of Allah Ta'ala. So much so that even at night, if I have to wake up, you know, I'm changing my side. I'm sleeping on one side and now my body is paining and I'm waking up to turn on the other side. Or I just, you know, my eyes just open at night. The first thing that must come to me at that time is my Allah. I must praise my Allah. I must make some zikr of my Allah. So this will only come about when in a conscious state all the time we are thinking of Allah Ta'ala. Right? True zikr of Allah Ta'ala is that at all times I must see what command of Allah Ta'ala is directed towards me at this time. And I must comply with that command. Whatever the command of Allah Ta'ala is. For example, you can decide now, right, that you're going to go home and you're going to read your Salatul Duha. Once classes finish now, you go home, there's still time for Zawal, and you want to read your Salatul Duha. Or maybe Allah Ta'ala puts it in your heart and you decide that, no, I'm going to go home now and I'm going to read my Salatul Tasbih. Right? Now you go home, and you got all this intention that I'm going to make my Salatul Tasbih. But as you enter the house, your mummy tells you that, daughter, I need some help. I'm running a bit late today with the lunch. Come and assist me with the lunch. Right? Now at that time, you want to go and read your Salatul Tasbih. But what is the hukam of Allah Ta'ala at that time? That my mother has called me to make her khidmat. So I must now not worry about my nafal ibadat and I must go and make my mother's khidmat. So at that time, I'll get more sawab. I'll get more reward, more sawab, not to read the Salatul Tasbih or not to read the Salatul Duha and go and make my mother's khidmat. Allah Ta'ala will give me much more sawab than what I would have got had I been reading my Salatul Tasbih. Understand? But say now, Allah forbid, your parents won't do this, but I'm just giving an example. Say now it is Jumu'ah time. You want to go and read your Jumu'ah Salah. And now your mother has to tell you, your mother won't tell you, but I'm just giving an example, that your mother has to tell you that no, don't read Jumu'ah Namaz today. Right? We need to go to town. Now at that time, you won't listen to your mother. Because now Allah Ta'ala's hukam that is directed to you is that you must go and read your Zuhr namaz. You can't leave out your Zuhr namaz. You have to go and read your Zuhr namaz. Your mother is telling you to leave it out. You can't obey your mother at that time. Understand? So at all times, what is the command of my Allah Ta'ala that is directed towards me? I must fulfill that command. This is true taqwa. Now you continue developing this taqwa until you develop yourself and you come to a stage of ihsan. Right? So what is the stage of ihsan? Is that you worship Allah Ta'ala in such a way, like as if to say you are looking at Allah. That Allah Ta'ala is in front of me. I am looking at Allah Ta'ala. And if you cannot develop yourself to that stage, then at least this much we must develop ourselves, that Allah Ta'ala is watching me. The other day, I received one email from one young girl. She's telling me that, Maulana, I got a problem with this YouTube and social media and these videos. And I've deleted all my social media platforms. But after some time, I will create another one, another account. And then Allah Pak gives me tawfiq, I'll delete it again. So she says that currently I've deleted everything, but this YouTube keeps catching me. And she says that I have even deleted YouTube from my phone, but I have figured out that I can access it through Google. Because you can't delete the YouTube, but you can disable it. But I figured out that if I go on to Google and I put something in the search bar, I can access the videos and everything through the Google on the YouTube. So I keep getting caught up. I want to look at these actors, how they act and all that. I get caught up with these movies. So she wanted to know that what can I do to get rid of this habit. I imagine these big nights are coming, and if we get caught up with the phone watching videos and all that on these big nights, how will we be answered to Allah Ta'ala? So I told her that, see Ben, Alhamdulillah, at least you are feeling bad and you want to give this thing up. So what you must do is every night make muraqabah and maut. Think about death. Right? Think about death for about 5 to 7 minutes. Think about the terrors of the grave, the serpents, the scorpions, the fire of Jahannam. Think about all these things. And then whenever the urge comes to watch the movie, then refresh your memory about Jahannam. Right? Refresh your memory about death. And inshallah ta'ala, that urge will get weaker. You won't want to watch, because now you know, if I watch, I'm going to burn in the fire of Jahannam. Right? Then I told her that, see, what you must do is that whenever you want to watch a movie, remind yourself that I want to watch these people acting. Right? But while I'm doing that, Allah Ta'ala is watching how I'm acting. Right? Because Allah Ta'ala has put me in the world. And Allah Ta'ala, my whole life is one test. Allah Ta'ala is watching me, what I'm doing. And then on the day of Qiyamah, I'm either going to pass or I'm either going to fail. Allah Ta'ala make us all pass. Right? So remind yourself that just as I'm watching these actors, Allah Ta'ala is watching me. Now when Allah Ta'ala is watching me, how can I be doing something like this? And the third advice that's coming to my mind now, which I never give to her, but our Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Patel Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi used to give this advice, that whenever we want to commit a guna, ask ourselves, what if? In other words, what if I have to die while committing this guna? Now what's going to happen to me? Now say for example, you got 2 accounts on your phone. You know, today the young people, they're very sharp. Now you got 2 accounts on your phone. 1 account your parents know about it. So whenever they want to check your phone, they're only checking that account. But the other account they don't know about. That account is where all your masti is carrying on. Right? I'm not saying you girls. You're all very pious, mashallah. But I'm just talking about anyone, if a person is doing like this. So now, on that account is all the haram, all the filthy pictures, all the boys, the music, the videos, all those things. Now imagine you busy on that account, right? Malakul Maut comes that time and you die. The phone falls on you. You can't even put the phone off. Now your parents come there in the room, find you like that, pick up the phone, and now they're seeing what you were looking at. What you were looking at before you passed away. If we have to pass away like that, we don't even know if we'll pass away with Iman. Because at that time you're looking at filth, you're looking at video, all that. You don't even know if we'll be able to read the kalima, whether at that time shaitan will deceive us and we'll even give up our Iman. So Allah Ta'ala protect us all. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. You all make dua for me also in these Mubarak days. I will make dua for you all. And Allah Ta'ala keep us all with strong Iman. Give us good akhlaq. Give us high levels of taqwa. Allah Ta'ala give us that motivation to carry out good deeds, to be hopeful of His reward. And the most important thing is whatever we do it only and solely for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.